Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Hang on,
get the breath.
Hang on, wait on everybody. Let everybody get here.
Everybody ready?
Go ahead, Aaron.
Go ahead, Aaron. Aaron always gets the first question. Oh, man.
Joe Mixon sideline, do you have a timeline now?
Yeah, we'll take it day by day with Joe and his injury and see where he ends up at the end of the week still, and holding out hope that he can make it.
Cam Akers, what do you think of his
ability
if he doesn't accept it?
Yeah, we'll see. Cam is, he's ran the ball well. As we've seen, he did a good job for us, so we'll see where Cam is as we go throughout the week as well.
How has Hunter fit into your defense? What has he brought to your team?
Yeah, Daniil is fit in really well with him and Will, and the connection that they were able to develop really instantly right off the bat. Those guys are communicating, right, getting together, meeting, and it's just the energy that he brings. Like, he's a phenomenal player, big time playmaker for us, and just love his presence on the edge, right? With him and Will and having that tandem is really special when you have two ends who can play the way that they play, and just his style of play. He's strong enough to set the edge in the run game, but then he's also loose enough athlete, right, to make moves in the pass game and win, you know, versus tackles or tight ends, whoever may be on him. So whenever you got a guy who can win one-on-ones at the rate that he's won them, it's really a huge benefit for us defensively.
Why do you think Will and Daniil were able to hit it off and get on such a quick, you know, bond together?
Two guys there, Will and Daniil, they love football. Right? Those guys, they don't say much, don't talk much outside, but they love football, and that's what they bond on, right? Two guys who are about playing the game the right way. They're intense, they're physical players, and they love getting after it, so... You know, when guys show up and they're about the right things and they love football, it's easy to coach those guys. And that's why I think they both hit it off, because they're cut from the same cloth.
You talked about Daniil's energy. With him going back to Minnesota this week, have you seen anything extra from him?
Nothing different from him throughout this week that he's going back. I mean, for guys, you know, who play on other teams, you get to go play your old team. You know, everybody's hyped up in that moment. Everybody's, you know, excited to get a win versus their old team. So I'm pretty sure Daniil, you know, is the same, right? And that's something, that's everybody. Anybody who, you know, played at one team, you come to the other, you want to beat your old team, and that's the same for Daniil.
You speak from experience.
I do. I speak from experience. And I was at the Eagles, and we came here to Houston. And anything we have to do, let's get a win here in Houston. So it doesn't change. Definitely have experience there.
When you look at this, Brian Flores' defense, what really stands out? Why do you feel like he's been so successful? And what's the challenge that CJ and the rest of the offense has?
Man, with Brian's defense, he presents a lot of different looks, right? A lot of looks that many teams don't do, right? And they do a really good job of communicating across the board. So you can tell, first and foremost, Brian does a great job of coaching those guys up to where they're all working together. They're working in sync. It may look like a lot of craziness going on, a lot of guys moving around, but they're in sync. So, you know, for me, in my perspective, really appreciate the coach that he is and getting those guys on the same page. And he's going to force the game to be hard on the quarterback. Right? He's going to force the issue, going to try to fluster the quarterback as much as possible. So we have to do a great job around CJ this week, just O-line, our backs, our receivers, everybody around CJ has to play really well, all right, to help kind of calm the madness that they present on defense.
You've seen a lot of really good offensive weapons. You can date back to your playing days, but when you turn on the tape and you watch Justin Jefferson, how good is a wide receiver like that?
Justin Jefferson is as good as any wide receiver I've seen. Talk about a guy who everyone knows going into the game, like you have to try to stop number 18, but it's easier said than done. He still finds a way to make plays. He's double-teamed. He's clouded. Like, it really doesn't matter. He's an exceptional talent, and he shows up every single week, you know, providing explosives for their offense. And we know he's the guy that gets their offense going. So have our hands full there. He's a tough out, and it's gonna be hard the entire game to try to stop him.
How vital will communication be in regards to going against some of Brian Flores' zero looks?
Yeah, communication is huge, not only from the looks that their defense presents, but also from playing in their stadium, right? Anybody who's been to Minnesota understands like that. That's one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL. So we have that factor that will be huge for us on offense. So we want to communicate and get into the right plays, but also with the noise and with what they're presenting on defense, with the noise that they're bringing, it's going to be tough all the way across the board.
Sticking with the offensive side of the ball, Coach, what have you seen from the way that Coach O'Connell has been able to use Sam Darnold in that scheme, in an offensive scheme?
I think Sam has done a great job really being efficient in offense. He's taking what defenses gives him, right? And you could tell that Kevin has kind of slowed it down for him, simplified it for him to where he got a lot of easy looks, right? And he's getting the ball out on screens, quick game, boots. Like, there's a lot of short passes that he's getting it out on, but then you also have to deal with 18 down the field, which is – so Kevin's done a good job of mixing up the offense, right, a ton of different looks. One thing that stuck out is they've run the ball really well these first 2 weeks. I think that's what's kept them balanced throughout the games. They've ran the ball well, and they've also won on third down. Their third down, they've been really well, staying on the field. They've been, you know, executing on third down, which has allowed them to sustain some long drives.
How would you assess the way y'all perform in pass protection and given some of the stuff we talked about with Brian Flores' defense and the way they perform? What are some of the coaching points in pass pro going into this game?
For sure. Our key to success this week will be our protection. We understand the problems that they present, many different looks. You know, you just have to trust your rules. Everybody has to communicate well up front and be on it. Make sure we have a hat on a hat. But our success hinges on the protection this week.
Talk to that. Like, how vital would it be to not end up in third and longs? Because against this Brian Flores' defense, that's when he can really get after an offense. So how vital would it be to stay out of, like, really third and long?
It's vital every week for offense success. You know, you want to be in third and short, third and medium as much as possible, or even stay away from third downs by converting right on getting a positive first and second and short. So you want to try to stay out of third downs. Anytime you're in third and long versus any defense, that advantage goes to the defense right there, playing deep to short, making you force the ball to the check down. So especially versus this defense, we want to stay out of the third and long situation.
Brevin on IR, filling the void. You've been complimentary of him specifically in the run game. How much of a challenge is that?
Yeah, first and foremost, it's really heartbreaking losing Brevin. Brevin was on his way to a breakout year. I feel sorry for Brevin, and the injury, anytime guys go through these injuries, it's always tough. So first thing first, it's about Brevin and him just attacking rehab the right way and getting back as soon as he can. But Rip was really excited with where he was headed. We have some slack to pick up there. Cade, Dalton, everybody had to step up, right, and try to fill that role.
What is it about Kaimi to you that makes him so special?
Kaimi is just calm and cool, right? And as a kicker with so much pressure on you, right, he's always cool in the moment, right? He never gets too high or gets too low. He's banging 59-yard field goals, and he still just comes to the side like, hey, that's what I do. So it's when you have that demeanor, I think it really helps you. It's in that specialist type mode, right? He's just, you have to be just even keel, and he doesn't show a ton of emotion. I think that keeps him calm and allows him to go out and perform, even when you can't really see the pressure that's real, but we all know and understand the pressure that's on him, but he never shows it.
Juice or Scruggs, depending on what, because I know both of them's on the side today, mm-hmm. with days of practice left, and you just mentioned about the helter-skelter that they're going to have to face, whoever's there. How critical is it for them to get some time in prior to getting to the game Sunday?
Yeah, we would love to get Juice out there and get some time, you know, with all these different looks that they're presenting. So, you know, and for me, right, you have to practice well to play well in the game, so it's very important to try to get out and practice.
All the talk about Flores, is there any element or advantage to seeing them put together a performance like that against a place that you came from and an offensive system that y'all run?
Not really for me. It's just about us going out and executing. I really could care less about who they went against or what they've done. It's about us, and it's about how we execute from an offensive standpoint.
What you guys put on the center spot and position specifically, is it more difficult when you're moving a guy in and out at that spot than, say, guard or one of the other offensive line positions?
Yeah, whoever, you know, is out and different guys that step in, it's always up. It's never on one guy, you know, from that perspective of we're hanging our hats on one guy being able to communicate and handle everything. That's unfair, right? Offense, defense, special teams, like when you play this game, it's about as many guys as possible, however many guys it takes to communicate and get on the same page, all 11 guys. So it's not on one guy. It's everybody around, everybody helping each other. That's how we'll communicate.
Nico, when you look at center personnel on defense, familiarity with Jonathan Bernard, like, Cash, what have you seen the way they're playing so far?
Yeah, their defense is playing fast. Like I said, that's what jumps off the tape to me. They're playing fast, and they're playing together, and that's why they're playing really good defense.
Quickly going back to Sunday's game, some video came out of Cife and Caleb's interaction post-game. I don't know if you saw it, but he made sure to go up and give a message to Caleb.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What does it say about
CJ's leadership in year two to seek out a young quarterback like that and kind of pass along some wisdom?
I think that's just who CJ is as a person, more so than the second-year quarterback. None of that really factors into just the type of guy that CJ is, right? He cares about everyone. And for him, whatever it was, the advice he gave him, like, that's CJ. And that's who he is. He's not changing, whether it's him giving advice to other players on other teams or him, you know, leading in our locker room and our guys, you know, adhering to what he's saying. That just speaks volume to who he is as a man.
We'll close
it
out with Sarge getting a job.
And along those same lines, Coach, when you're going through the process of trying to draft a quarterback, you know, going through the NFL combine, having them come in for evaluations, we've seen a lot of these young quarterbacks that are struggling a little bit. How important is it to know that you're getting the right one?
Well, when you're drafting quarterbacks, it's hard. And we're talking about the hardest position it is to play, I think, in football. I mean, in sports in general, like playing quarterback, it's a lot on a quarterback's plate. And one thing I think we all have to just take a step back from, we can't expect, you know, every young quarterback that's drafted to come in and just tear the league up right away. It doesn't work that way. Let's look at Peyton Manning and his career, how he started his first year. One of the best quarterbacks of all time. He didn't start off tearing the league up as a rookie. So we have to be patient with all the quarterbacks. Some quarterbacks, it takes a little more time than others, but it's just about everybody being patient and not everyone being so quick to crown the next superstar, because it's hard to win in this league. It's hard to lead in this league, especially how young these quarterbacks are coming in and with the weight that's put on them. I think it's personally too much, and everybody's outside expecting them to come in and, you know, be the best in the league, and that's not it, right? You have to grow, you have to learn, you have to go through some growing pains, and that's how you get better and become, you know, a real true pro in this league.
You talked about what makes Kaimi so special. Can you talk about that also if you look at how just even other kickers, the game is longer now. Like, they're all kicking longer. How much it helps to have a guy on your team that you can really count on?
Yeah, that helps a lot. You know, when we're talking about other kickers and we're talking, you know, pregame, talking about the range that these kickers are, I'm like, man, Frank, are you sure this is range? And he seems like he tells me every week, Coach, he's hitting it from 60 in warm-ups. I'm like, man, every kicker hits from 60 now. So it's the game has definitely changed from that perspective. A lot of kickers are able to hit the long ball. And when you have a guy, you know, on your side as Emi who can do that, it's just, I tell the offense, hey, let's make sure we cross the 50. We got a shot. So, you know, excited for Emi and, you know, very thankful to have him on our side.
We'll close it out with Will John.
What was Brevin's injury?
Excuse me?
What was Brevin's injury?
Brevin had a knee injury.
Go ahead. Thanks. Domenico, you talked about talking to Frank before you sent Fairbairn out there. Do you think the coaches today, all the field goals are up, long field goals are up, you're going for it less on fourth down because you got so much confidence in your kicker to kick 50-plus yard field goals?
Yeah, well, I think it all depends on where you are in the game. You know, for me, it's like when it comes fourth down, you know, it's better, I think, to have an option when you don't have to say, for me, like, oh, we have to go forward on fourth and four or less. Once we cross the 50, we have to go. But I love to have that option, like, hey, we can either kick it or we can go forward. So having that optionality in my back pocket, that's always comfortable and comforting for me as a coach to know I can go either direction.
What range do you think he has right now, seeing how strong and accurate he's been?
Ooh, hopefully 60. Let's go. Yeah, yeah. No, he's been on it, John. That's the cool part to see, and that's always a feel how he's feeling, you know, in warm-ups, how he's feeling that game on that Sunday, how he's feeling. We'll see. You know, we always test his range, see where he is then. All right. Thank you, guys.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.